Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com. It's great to be with you again. You know, the biggest problem among believers today is blindness regarding the truth. So often people are more concerned about moral issues, which are important, but the real issue with believers today is blindness. We so often apply the work of blindness to the unbelieving world, but it is also true that the evil one, the God of this world, wants to blind those who believe in Christ from seeing God's latest revelation. The evil one surely does not want believers to embrace the greatest blessing of all found in Paul's post-Acts ministry. In Ephesians 1, Paul prays, and we should all pray the prayer of Ephesians 1, 15-19. Believers are so hung up on the so-called Lord's Prayer of Matthew 6, and this is why they have not risen to the heights of Ephesians. They are praying for earthly things that do not apply to them, and this is why we have such blindness today. The Lord's Prayer is not for us. Ponder that. Now, Paul prays in Ephesians 1:15 the following. First of all, he asks that we might know what is the hope of his calling. Notice it is his calling, but it can be ours too if we are in the body of Christ. Christ is our hope. And where will this hope be realized? It will be realized in the heavenly places, not on the earth. And where will this hope be realized? It will be realized in the heavenly places, not on this earth. The people on the earth will see him coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, but the hope of the body of Christ is to see him manifested in glory before he returns to the earth. Paul's second item in this prayer is that we might know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Now, the head of Christ is God, so all belongs to God, but God gives all to his Son, and we in turn belong to the Son. The Son not only has an inheritance on earth and the New Jerusalem, as the scriptures tell us, but Ephesians tells us that he has an inheritance in the heavenly places as well, and this was unknown until Ephesians, and this portion completes God's purpose for the ages. God has given Christ the highest glories of all, and God has associated the body of Christ with him in this place. Therefore, all that belongs to our Lord belongs to us. As Israel was associated with his earthly glories as king, and the bride is associated with his glories as the bridegroom in the New Jerusalem, so we, the body of Christ, are associated with his high honors in the heavenly places, and he is the head. We have the riches of his grace now and a glorious prospect in the future. This is the glory that we learn about in Paul's gospel of the dispensation or message of the mystery. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested in the heavenly places, then shall we also be manifested with him in glory. Now, the third item in Paul's prayer is that we might know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe this message of the dispensation of the mystery. This power is only for those who believe this message. It is the very same power that raised Christ from the dead and exalted him to the highest place in glory. Creation itself in the vast universe is never said to be the product of the exceeding greatness of God's power. Imagine that. The massive creation, from the tiniest particle to the largest star cluster, is not attributed to God's exceeding great power, but our position in Christ as members of his body is. This is the power that exalted Christ and placed him above all principality and power and might and dominion, and is the same power that has given him a name which is above every name and made him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. And this power is for us. More power that took to create and sustain the cosmos. Power that gives us our place in the body and enables us to be unashamed workmen and also to walk worthy of this calling and do the good works that God before ordained that we should walk in them. May we read Ephesians 1, 15-19, and more importantly, may we pray it. It's a prayer for us to pray, and may it be realized for each one of us. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossHandThrown.com.